than hell. Pick up your feet, you don't have to pick up a gun. You could prod the sacred cow. Well, it's a song of love, yeah, it's empty now. As it always seems to have been, you can go on home.
Bobby Thompson in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session from the new self-titled album, Song of Love. Sounds good. Like that that instrument you're playing there, we were talking before we started recording about that. Tell me about that new guitar you got.
Well, this is a new to me guitar, but this is a 1924 Style 3 Weisenborn, which is a pretty amazing guitar to have. It's a Hawaiian lap slide.
And how did you come by that?
Well, I just got it in Nashville a few days ago, and pretty lucky find there, and decided to put down a little bit of money and get it in the original case, and they let me have it.
Wow.
Yeah, they let me drive off with it. I had to play it a little bit. I played it a little bit and took a drive and went back and like, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Oh, wow. You threw the money down, got in the car, and drove off before they changed their mind, right?
Before I changed my mind, yeah.
Well, blues, folk blues, what are you, man, or do you care?
Well, yeah, that's a thing that I guess people like to know, and, the latest label that I came up with folk blues singer-songwriter.
Okay, yeah. That sounds good to me. This is the new album, self-titled, your seventh album. And I got to tell you, you are a road dog. When you decide to go on tour, by God, you go on tour, don't you?
I did.
Yeah, you're everywhere. As I mentioned, you were all over my news feed and Facebook. You certainly keep the word out about what you're doing and the new album and getting out on tour. And you just, we are here on a Saturday afternoon in the WVTF studio. You stopped by after doing a house concert last night in Greensboro, North Carolina. A lot of folks doing house concerts now, and a lot of my friends say they prefer those. What do you think?
Oh man, they're so intimate and friendly, and you know you're in somebody's home and you're treated really, really well. And then you meet a bunch of people you never met before, but within minutes you're surrounded by friends. You know, strangers become friends in just a couple minutes, and it feels really comfortable.
Probably get some good food along the way too.
Get some good food. You get a place to stay. You don't have to go very far. You can just stay there.
Yeah.
And they set it up in such a way that people are listening to every note you play. So it really, really matters.
That makes a difference.
Yeah.
That makes a difference.
It matters to them. It matters, you know, every note, every song they listen to.
You don't have to play loud enough to get over the sound of the crashing beer bottles.
No, no. You're not competing with the coffee machines or either.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like I said, seventh album, you're from the D.C. area and been at this for a while. Tell me about the early days. Did you start out in the D.C. area?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Arlington, Virginia, right by D.C.
Yeah.
And I guess I had the music bug early on, although I didn't really know what to do with it until my late teens, and then I started playing electric blues. I was spending all my money buying records by Albert King, B.B. King, Freddie King, and Otis Rush, and all these people. So I spent my 20s playing in blues bands, bending strings and turning amps up. And I think when I got into my 30s, I discovered this guitar, this style, this lap slide, and then I started playing more acoustic music. But I kind of varied it, man. I played in some reggae bands. I played with other singer-songwriters. But over the past 10 years, I decided to put out albums and write songs, and some of them have been blues rock songs. And lately, I've been really into the acoustic side. So
you got a trio, too, you play with,
I do have a trio back home. It's a acoustic electric. Sometimes I'll play these through amplifiers. Sometimes I'll play the electric versions of these. So. Yeah.
And you are an award winner, a whammy.
Whammy.
A whammy from 2018. Tell me what a whammy is.
A Washington Area Music Association. It's not a Grammy, it's a whammy.
It's a whammy.
And I won for the best blues album. And the funny thing is, it's not even really a blues album, and it's not even really an album. But don't tell them.
Well, just take the award and go.
I took the award thank them for it. I'll just go out and make more records.
Well, you mentioned about your influence in your early years. Who are some contemporaries you turn to when you think about blues and folk music that you appreciate?
Jason Isbell, he's good. He's kind of more of an Americana country singer. That's a good question, because lately I've been getting into... It's not contemporary. It's old blues, acoustic blues.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm just one of those guys. I'll just go into the record store and go straight to the folk section now, or the blues section, and I'll just pick out whatever looks good. I don't care what era it's from. You know, it could be now, or it could be 20 years ago. It could be 50 years ago.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, what else do you want to do for us?
I'll do the first song that's on the album.
Thank you. I was going to request that one.
Yeah, you like that?
That's my favorite.
Well, most of the albums I've made in the past were, you know, I came from the blues rock era, so I'd write half a song and I'd go take it to the band and we'd finish it off and I'd leave room for them to write a bridge or something. But with this album, most of it was already written on either this guitar, the style guitar, or acoustic. So sort of it's more of a, you know, I could play the songs without the band and it's a stand up. I think.
All right, Bobby Thompson in the WVTF studios from his new self-titled album. It's Meet Me by the Garden.
Well, the birds outside my window won't call your name. On my bed, know the last time you came, and the scars on my arms seem to heal from your skin. on my mind. Tell me where it all began. So tell me when it's hard to breathe. Tell me when you need to leave. Leave it by the garden, we will share in love. Well, our love is like the lava. It can burn the oceans up. And the taste of your sweet wine, I know I'll never have enough. Too many times you've been let down. Too many times you've given up. Like a queen without a crown. Like a stone that draws blood. So tell me when it's hard to breathe. Tell me when you need to leave. Meet me by the garden, we will share in love. Tell me when it's hard to breathe. Tell me when you need to leave. Meet me by the garden, we will share in love.
Roots Down Radio sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
It's a long day for love. I won't short the time I would give to you. Drove 100 miles to your door. You had the nerve to shut me out. We once were young, thought we had it all. Money in the bank, beck and call. Walk 50 miles just to hear you say his name. If I don't make it back in time for this life, you can have my everything. We wait late morning, coffee to her lips, I would shelter you, stay close to your hips. I slept 100 hours, every dream I had of you. We once had pain, had to share it all in a crying scream. Lord, I watched you ball. I said a 100 things and I'm sure I didn't mean them all. I don't make it back in time for this life. You can have my everything. My everything. You can have my everything.